Well, hello, hello. Take two of the week ahead forecast. My computer software was for the aspects was just doing something really strange. This Aquarius energy has really made some technology a little bit wonky. I think I've sorted it now. But I'm going to go over the cards again that I pulled for the week. And again, these are from the Tree Adivia deck. This beautiful deck says fortune favors the brave. It's all black and gold with some pinks and blues in it, and it's really quite gorgeous. The people that created this deck, they sent me the deck and asked me to use it on my podcast. They've actually given me a link with a 10% discount code for anybody that watches this podcast and likes the look of the deck. So give it a check out if you like the look of it. Some of you have got it already. But before I dive in, don't forget to subscribe to my blog, subscribe to my channel, I mean, give me a thumbs up and leave me a comment. And let's dive into the cards. Sorry, if I look distracted, that's because all my color on my screen suddenly changed to the black background because I'm recording this quite late. Wow. Okie dokie. And I don't need my hand up. There we go. So, first card I pulled was the Queen of Cups. You see the Queen of Cups in that boat with one cup. She's wearing her crown. She's kind of on a shell boat and very connected to the water. Cups, of course, are to do with emotions and the element of water. And the Queen of Cups says that psychic dreams may occur, which really figures because we start the week with the sun just in water sign Pisces and the moon just in the water sign Cancer. So we've gone from air to double water, and it's emotional and very creative and intuitive. So the book says pay a close attention to your psychic dreams and the messages of your subconscious. There may be a generous or a loving female figure in your life. But anyway, the affirmation for this is I am in deep connection with my inner feminine, and I cherish that feminine energy. And that's for the start of the week, which figures because we've got 2.5 days almost of the moon in Pisces. And then we get to the middle of the week and things start to get a bit exciting. We've got the Page of Swords, and pages are always fresh, new, exploratory energy. And this says you are full of energy and new ideas. You're feeling enthusiastic and ready to take up a new skill or introduce some positive changes in your life. Let yourself be heard. So the affirmation for this card is I believe in myself and my ability to turn my ideas into achievable dreams. Remember, we are moving up towards the full moon this week, and the full moon is next weekend. On the 24th, there's a whole podcast on just the full moon. But for that, for next weekend, we pulled the King of Swords. Look at him. Look at him. Isn't he lovely? These stars, 1, 2, 3, 7 stars coming off his beard. Anyway, the King of Swords. Let me just get to that. This says, intellectual, powerful, and authoritative are the words that represent you right now. You have the stability and mental clarity to make rational decisions. If someone attempts to change your mind on a matter that you feel strongly about, stand firmly in your choice and fight for your truth. You are the creator of your life, and you have the resources to make judgments about what is right and wrong for you. This feels very appropriate for a Mercury-ruled Virgo full moon that's next weekend. Now let's dive into the astrology. We don't actually have that many aspects, but what we do have are pretty dynamic. So instead of starting at 12:01 a.m. as I usually do, I actually started with the first major aspect of the week. But before I look at that, just before I'm recording this on Sunday evening, Overnight for me, I live in Mountain Time, Salt Lake City, Utah, just before midnight. The moon moves into Cancer and the sun moves into Pisces. So they're virtually moving in together. So we really start the day with that watery, intuitive energy, both our luminaries, the moon going into her own sign, Cancer, and the sun going into dreamy, psychic energies, but sometimes confusing energies of Pisces. So that's how we launch the week. Now, the moon itself doesn't make any major aspects, but minor aspects throughout the week for every lunar aspect during the day. I invite you to subscribe to my free Substack. There's an optional paid support, but it's not required to read my daily posts where I go into the more granular kind of energies. But I want to talk about the big aspect of the day, and that is this. Chiron conjunct the North Node, with the North Node moving towards the eclipses. After this full moon next weekend, we will be in the eclipse portal fully, because the next full moon after the one on the 24th is the eclipse. And this Chiron North Node conjunction has been aspected for a while. We can actually see that it's kind of got this this real pattern, this crisscross pattern with two quin with a quincunx here and a quincunx here and a quincunx here. You know, everything's kind of speaking to each other. So we've got the opposition here, and then we've got Juno and Hygieia opposing each other here, and Black Moon Lilith back and forth. So this is a real integrative kind of healing moment with our preventative health asteroid, Nessus, the generational traumas. The buck stops here. I've had enough of kind of this. Let's like see how we can prevent these traumas from happening anymore. For example, just today, as we felt this coming, a very good friend of mine told me about somebody who, in her family, who had been molesting younger members of the family, about how he has now been arrested and will be going down for a long, long time, and will not be able to do it to any more people. Because people showed up and laid charges against him, but the police were very clever how they interviewed him, and he kind of gave himself away. And wow. Now, this is also important because Juno is part of this, and she is the goddess of marriage, but also all our relationships, but also women and children. And Black Moon Lilith here is shame. Or where we've been shamed, or where we've felt shame. So there's a real kind of healing moment here with Chiron, the medicine man, on the North Node, where we're yearning to go towards, of some resolution for some long-standing abuse and traumas, and preventative, and helping to prevent that happen again. And I think this is a really powerful day for this respect. Okay. So I'm not going to talk about the lunar aspects, as I said, but I will say that the moon comes up after this conjunction and squares the nodes and squares Chiron and trines Hygieia, and then will sextile Juno. So we've got the moon joining in all of this. When it gets to 16 degrees. So powerful, powerful start to the week. There could be, you know, something in the news that's kind of some resolution about some long-standing and intergenerational abuse that's been a long time needing healing. Okay. So into February the 20th. My listings seem to be acting very strange, but that's all right. So the February the 20th, I'm just scanning. We early on we have that moon square to everything, and then because you can, in fact, let's go back to the start of the day. I get confused. I set it later in the day for Monday because of I wanted to show you the exact Chiron at North Node conjunction. You can see they're actually moving apart now quite quickly. So early on Monday, the moon, sorry, Tuesday, the moon reaches 13 degrees Cancer, which is incidentally the degree of the sun of the USA. And the USA is getting some pretty big aspects this week. Now, I just scanned down the aspect list, and there are no major aspects early in the day. However, nope. Oh, I'm just, there's something wrong with this. It's telling me an aspect that I know happens on the 22nd is happening tomorrow on Tuesday. Bear with me one second. Do you know, I'm just going to look at the chart and tell you because I know the aspects really anyway. So you can see on this 22nd, on the 20th, sorry, the moon is in her own sign Cancer again. And again, I'll write about the lunar aspects in the daily blog on Substack. But as I mentioned, talking about this North Node Chiron conjunction, the moon will come up and square all of this and aspect Juno and aspect Nessus and aspect Hygieia. So the moon is in Cancer is very much about self-care, self-preservation, self-protection. So the moon activates all of that energy. All right. One other thing to notice is that Hecate retrogrades back to the 0 degree mark of Virgo. She's going to go back into Leo, but at this point, she is in an aspect of adjustment with Pluto. Hecate, the way shower, is kind of looking at Pluto, going, "How are you doing now? You're just in Aquarius. How are you settling in? Are you showing us all the dangers of, some of the misuse of science and so on? Or are you showing us the way to the future? What are you revealing?" Because this is a very new energy, and Hecate is going to go direct later and come back over and aspect Pluto again. But this is just a little side eye at that 0 degree. And then on to the 21st. Okay, on the 21st, the moon still starts the day in Cancer on Wednesday, but will move into the sign of Leo on Wednesday. So the water energy will slightly lessen, though the sun is really kind of settling into all of that kind of energy. This 16 degree and 16 and 17 with Juno, Lilith, Nessus, Hygieia, the North Node, Chiron, and the South Node really is active for the whole first part of the week. So that brings me to that Queen of Cups, really stepping into that, emotional, powerful, intuitive state and that creative energy. So on the 21st, there are no major aspects again. So it's all about the moon's aspects again, which I will write about in my daily blogs, but I will say the moon will square Eris, which could shake things up a little bit, and the moon will trine Pisces, which makes that again that very powerfully nebulous creative energy, but also a tendency towards delusion and not seeing things clearly. But then the moon will move into Leo and start to oppose Pluto and Venus and then Mars. And that brings me into Thursday. Okay, so Thursday morning, the moon's in Leo. And we have a Venus Mars conjunction. Now, the last Venus Mars conjunction began at zero Aquarius, where Pluto was until just this morning. And Pluto has moved to just into the first 1 degree. But this is the south node of the USA, 6 degrees Aquarius. It's also opposing the discovery degree of Centaur Carrigaloe. It's also opposing 6 degrees Leo, which is where Chiron crossed the border of Saturn. If you want to know more about that, we talk in depth about it on a video that's on my channel called Fools and Lovers. And this is one slide I shared, and I'm just going to show you the slide on its own. Take a screenshot if you like. This shows you where this 6 degree mark was activated in the discovery chart of Uranus. Pluto was there, and then some conjunctions at the 6 degrees in 1782, more just at 7 degrees. I included them because it's pretty close. Back to 6 degrees in 1992 when Chiron crossed Saturn's orbit, and then when Carrigaloe was discovered, and then in March the 6th, 2022, 6 degrees, Carrigaloe was opposing her discovery point as Venus and Mars met at zero Aquarius. So I invite you to go and watch that Fools and Lovers. This 6 degree is just intensely activated, and it's the south node of the USA. Something is going to change between now and 2028 in a big way. But look at this in 2024. This is the conjunction we're looking at. Then there's a big return, Pluto returning to the same degree he was at the discovery of Uranus, 6 Aquarius. So Pluto's return to the south node of the USA. And then you can see that in 2028, there's some more conjunctions around that degree. And incidentally, that timeline also coincides with the Pluto Haumea square. Now, I've given you plenty of time to take a screenshot, but I am going to read the symbol for that degree. But it's a hot degree, 6 degrees. And six is the Gemini lover's card in the tarot. But you know, there's more to it than that, of course, as well. So here you can see that they are meeting, and that is starting a new cycle. The next time they meet, I'm going to actually just quickly show you. So they meet on 2:14 a.m. on the 22nd. And then the next time they meet is January the 7th, 2026. That's at 18 Capricorn. Now, I have a lot to say about that too, because that was a Venus star point, the one just before the launch of the invasion of Ukraine by Russia. So that's going to be interesting too. But let's take us back to the 22nd, 2024. The interesting thing about this conjunction at 6 Aquarius is that just before the conjunction, the moon is at 6 Leo. The moon is also at the point of a yod between Ceres and Pholus, the centaur and the dwarf planet nurturing the Great Mother, Pholus, kind of Pandora's box, and Saturn. Okay, and they are pointing at the moon. And that is kind of breaking through some barriers. To me, that kind of speaks to the fall of some leaders, some royalty, some kings, and a real coming together of the divine masculine and divine feminine. But it's also a bit of a fall of anybody who's a real kind of big narcissist in many ways. So we may see some major narcissists fall after the start of this Venus Mars cycle at this point. It's quite exciting. So I want to okay, let's have a quick look. I don't think there was any other major aspects that day. I mean, that's pretty big anyway. Venus and Mars meeting. No, mainly lunar aspects, and that's okay. We'll just go on to the 23rd. Okay, on to the 23rd. I'm going to leave it at that time. We can see the moon is still in Leo, so that we have that 2.5 days of a more buoyant, creative Leo moon on the way to the full moon on Saturday. Mercury on the 23rd on Friday moves into Pisces. So Mercury leaves. Mercury likes air signs. It's also the ruler of Virgo, where we've got the full moon. But Mercury will move into Pisces. And Mercury in Pisces is very psychic, very telepathic, very intuitive, kind of knowing. I just know stuff. I can pick it up. I can feel it from you. So that's a big shift of Mercury going into the sign of Pisces on the 23rd. And then, oh goodness, there's something really wonky with my software. I'll play with it before next time, but I've got to get this done because, well, I've just got to. Also, then just after that, Hecate, or just before that, Hecate slips back into Leo and crosses the point where Venus went retrograde last July the 22nd and starts to activate that. And Hecate was Demeter's or Ceres' companion when she went searching for Persephone, because Hecate has the keys to the underworld and the upper world and all the shamanic realms. So the way shower is going back to revisit something from last summer's retrograde, to find something that she may have left behind as Venus and Mars start this new cycle. Pretty exciting, if you ask me. So I think that's everything for that. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm laughing at this. This is just nuts. It's all kind of wrong. Anyway, I'll stay off the list. Saturday, the 24th, the moon opposes the sun. Later in the day, we have the full moon. There's an entire podcast for that full moon. But you can see that the moon is now in Mercury-ruled Virgo, and Mercury and the sun are approaching their Kazemi, which means that Mercury is combust and so is Saturn. They are behind the sun. They are blinded by the light. They are in the not quite in the throne yet. They are combust, a little bit burned out. I always think of it as if they are behind the sun from our perspective. We aren't feeling their energy, so they are combust in that way. But they are gathering information and energy from out there. From, whatever kind of the center of our galaxy is. So that's quite a big day. And then, of course, the moon will move on through Virgo on Saturday and into Sunday. The moon will come up and look at this. This is another yod. This is a big yod. This is actually from Chiron and the North Node. Sextile to Chariclo, which is Chiron's wife, the medicine couple, if you like, of the zodiac, come in to bring healing of many old wounds. Okay, and they are pointing at Virgo and the moon and Juno and Lilith, healing this divine feminine. Quite powerful. But at the opposite point, what's at the opposite point? This revealer of generational abuses, to bring it to wholeness, to healing. It has to come out. People have to be revealed, and the patterns of abuse have to be revealed before we can step move forward into wholeness. So that's on Sunday. The moon, that's a powerful aspect, of course. And the moon in Virgo will come up and will then oppose Hygeia. And then into Monday morning, the moon finishes in Virgo. And let's have a quick look. Ingress moon into the sign of Libra. 9:29 a.m. on Monday morning, and that'll be time for the next week ahead. So the two very big aspects this week, or three rather, are Chiron conjunct the North Node on Monday, then Venus Mars conjunction on Thursday the 22nd, and then the full moon on the Saturday. But let's have a quick look at the symbol, or the Chandra symbol at least, for that degree. So it's at 6 degrees Aquarius, so we always go up, and that's Aquarius 7, which is a woman burning a book of black magic. Now I'm just going to read Elias Lonsdale's interpretation this time. Karma works by indirection. We draw to ourselves what we previously activated, and as it comes back, we curse the reflection. Such gestures multiply, they gather force and momentum, and soon we have fixed ideas about what is pulling us back and what is carrying us forward. Before you know it, you have become partisan, taking up this side against that, this other side, swept up in the drama. Oh, does that sound like where we're at right now? And you even become sure in your mind that whole segments of existence are bad and terrible and must be renounced completely. Yet you are making a self-commentary in where your mind has led you. And there must come a point in the journey where the mind strips away its disguise and you know once again that all is of God and that all is toward the good. And nothing can ever harm you unless you insist upon it. Now, John Sandbach, who channeled these symbols, says, here is an attempt of a woman burning a book on black magic. Here is an attempt to protect others from negativity by attempting to deny or ignore it. This degree has strong attitudes concerning what is right or wrong. One of the best results of this is that it provokes others to consider more deeply such moral questions. In the end, though, must come the realization that even negativity can be a tool for evolution. But what I'm reading is that that 6 degree mark is saying we need to really kind of take a look at that negativity, take a look at what we're putting out in the world and what we're drawing back to ourselves. Individually, we can only start with ourselves. So have a good week ahead. It may not have many major aspects, but it's a big week. All right. Love you.